Hello, my name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We are conducting a short opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. All of your answers will remain confidential. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I'm not registered to vote.
Definitely voting this year.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
56 to 65.
Thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going on the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I don't know. Let's see. I would say they're not on the right track.
Okay. Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for a candidate for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you will be voting on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil, 0.65 cents for every $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against it?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely or probably voting no?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you still be voting no against it or yes in favor?
No.
No, definitely no?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, will you still be voting no against it?
Yes, I will be voting no.
Okay, thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following come closest to your opinion? Number one, I prefer this proposal, raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Number two, I prefer this proposal, raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Number three, I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or number four, I oppose to this proposal, regardless of how much money it will raise to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
Number four.
Thank you so much. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Number one, protecting water quality and water supply, holding the line on property taxes, and reducing government spending, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, reducing traffic and congestion, improving public education and local schools, controlling growth and development, making housing more affordable, improving local roads and infrastructure, fighting crimes and drugs, and improving public safety.
They need to worry about inflation. People are struggling.
Okay, inflation. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Now, next. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as PART Trails, TART Trails. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of them?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Grand Traverse County Government?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about your city or township government?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too fast.
Too fast. Okay, thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Trust.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To maintain existing trails, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about to protect open space from residential and commercial development? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, what about to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
Approve somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. What about to promote local economic development?
No. Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. What about to promote recreational opportunities?
I approve somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space?
Approve somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about to increase non-motorized transportation options?
Approve strongly.
Strongly, okay, thank you. What about to plan and construct new trails?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about to promote health and wellness?
Approve strongly.
Strongly, okay, thank you so much. Next question. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained?
Ensuring that what's here now is maintained.
Thank you. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Do you feel much more likely to support this? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely,
somewhat
much less.
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. What about a citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures that the funds are administered for their intended purposes?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Most likely.
Much more likely? Okay, thank
much
you.
Much so more.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next, now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have healthier lifestyle. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat?
Not very convincing.
Very okay, thank you. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife, habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
The lowest one.
Okay.
We have them everywhere.
Not at all convincing? Okay, thank you.
Not at all. Mm-mm.
Okay. Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. Somewhat convincing. Thank you. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
More likely.
Thank you. Very convincing, okay? $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
The bottom one.
Not at all convincing, okay?
Not at all. Mm-mm.
Okay, thank you. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same we do.
Somewhat.
Thank you. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the TART Trail, TAR Trail, are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Yes, so you know we're almost done. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, will you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against it?
I probably will still vote no.
Okay, thank you. Definitely no or probably?
Definitely no.
Okay, thank you. Now you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we cannot trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individual companies and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Somewhat.
Thank you. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
That is a definite.
Okay, thank you. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
That's a definite as well.
Thank you. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Definite.
Thank you. This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Definite.
Very convincing. Okay, thank
you. Yeah, very convincing. I'm sorry.
No worries. I understand. Thank you. Now, and one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you still vote no against this proposal or yes in favor?
No.
No. Definitely, correct?
Definitely.
Okay, now you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, in your own words, in a small statement.
Let's see.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just one more thing that I don't have extra to pay for.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Now, next. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal This previously approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage, beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If the approval and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I think it's going to be no.
No? Definitely no or probably?
Definitely no.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you feel today, for whom did you vote back in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, someone else?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. With which political party are you affiliated with? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or are you
Republican?
Republican. Okay, thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or postgraduate degree?
Some trade school.
Okay, thank you. Do you own or rent the home that you currently live in?
Own.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 years old living in your household?
Nope.
No, thank you. What is your main racial background? Do you identify as white Caucasian, African American, Asian American, Hispanic American?
White.
Okay, thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you one more time for participating and answer every single question. You have a good one. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.